the platform. Step up and speak out.
The station is ZFM Stereo, my station, your station, the hottest radio in town. The name is Larry Kwidarai on this Monday, the 21st of November, 2022. And it's just gone 14 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. I'm with you until 8.30, after which we have Chilla with our story. Thank you very much to Martha Mombe with the program that just ended. So, first of all, the frequencies you can listen to us: Beitbridge 106.1, Gweru 104.3, Bulawayo, my hometown, 106.7, and we're broadcasting out of Harare with the frequency is 106.4. If you want to listen to us over the internet, just go to www.zfmstereo.co.zw. Also, do get in touch with us via our WhatsApp number throughout the show, 0731 168 045, and we'll be opening our call-in lines a little bit later, and I'll give you the number as we go. Now, our topic for today has been a topic that has been top of the mind for a lot of people, especially in Harare, because Secunda Holdings had committed to give Rufaro Stadium a massive facelift to match the world-class standards after entering into a partnership with the Harare City Council. The two organizations signed a memorandum of understanding early this year, enabling Secunda Holdings to carry out some feasibility studies and come up with a comprehensive plans and designs for the stadium. Yet recently, issued a termination of the agreement. So in the studio today, I'm joined by the mayor of Harare, Councillor Jacob Mafume. Thank you very much for coming to the studio.
Oh, thanks, Larry. It's always a pleasure.
So, before I get into what has happened now, what is the outline of what the memorandum of understanding is supposed to be? Because we haven't seen it, and so we don't really know what's in there.
Yes, the memorandum of understanding is embargoed by agreement of the parties. What happened is that the memorandum of understanding is a legal document, and it can only be released in terms of one of its clauses. It can only be released by a consent in writing of both parties. So not one party can unilaterally release the contents of the memorandum of understanding. And so we have not done that, nor has Secunda. And it's very important as an institution, sometimes if we enter into agreements, we don't break them. There will be consequences of breaking that clause, or the clauses contained in the memorandum of understanding. And that is the reason why we have not publicized it. Of course, if the public wants to hear what is in it, they can compel us using any means of tools, a court case and so forth. But as it stands, without us being compelled, we cannot be able to unilaterally breach the memorandum of understanding. However, what was required was to have feasibility studies, to have designs, to have independent verifiable feasibilities, the costing, and the nature of the agreement that will eventually be signed. Because initially one signs a memorandum of understanding, and then after the memorandum of understanding, once the things are presented and all the parties are clear as to what needs to be done, then you enter into a memorandum of agreement, which then binds the parties to certain activities.
So, as a citizen of Harare, one would ask, how is the city council getting into MOUs and the public don't have access to them?
Well, these things were signed before I came back into council. I certainly, as the mayor currently, would not sign an agreement or a memorandum whose contents are not supposed to be disclosed to the public. In the wisdom or lack thereof of my predecessor, they felt that they needed to sign such a type of memorandum. I don't think it's necessary. These are not security issues. These are merely commercial transactions over public property, and I believe that it is best to err to caution, because you might get ideas, you might get input from the public as you go forward, which input will be useful to the agreement that you are entering into. I myself would not have entered, into such an agreement.
0731 168 045. What do you want to ask the mayor? I've got him in here. We're talking about the Secunda deal. We're going to get the lowdown to know what actually happened. So now Secunda Holdings revealed in their letter of termination that they could not continue to work on the Rufari Stadium project. And quote them, given the toxicity and a lack of political will on the part of the council. Now, can you clear up the air and tell us what the situation is like and what are the current circumstances?
Well, I was, as I initially stated, quite surprised at the tenor of the letter. I have a number of letters that I will frame from my term of office that I've received from business people and residents. And I was surprised to receive such a letter from the CEO of the biggest company in the country, arguably, in the sense that the companies in Harare have institutionalized disrespect of council, office of the mayor, and so forth. I don't think anywhere in the world a chief executive officer of any company, a big company for that matter, would pen such a letter to a mayor. You know, if you look at the salutation, I am addressed to as His Worship, and that is the last time I am worshipped in that letter. The letter is accusatory, has so many superlatives. It is almost, a royal rumble kind of letter, and I've urged chief executive officers and other heads of institutions that sometimes it's best to sleep on your letter. You know, you write it, you put it in your desk, you sleep on it, you consult a few colleagues before you send it. I cannot understand the anger in that letter. I, for the record, have never met the chief executive officer to hear what is concerned. He has never asked for an appointment with the mayor. They've been sending the little guys to the office, whom I've always been willing to meet, but they couldn't meet because they said I would meet their seniors. And I never met. And I don't know how you can operate in a city and hold such dripping contempt of what is called the city fathers. You call them toxic, you call them lacking political will. You know, there are many choice words in that letter, and we are supposed to enter into a business. We have a memorandum of understanding, and we are writing to each other letters of that nature. I have not responded because I've taken my own advice. I've taken a deep breath when I read the letter. My mind was to pen back a letter. As you know, I'm a spokesperson. I was used to be a spokesperson of a party. I'm a politician. And if one wants to enter into a slanging match, that's where we like to play. But I'm now the mayor. I'm a city father. These are companies that employ hundreds of people that contribute to the economy of Harare. And I cannot afford to be exchanging letters with them of that nature.
So the accusation about a lacking political will, was the city council until that letter still willing to work with Secunda?
We are willing to work with everyone. We work with these companies every day. We house their workers. They have got operations in Harare. We inspect their buildings. We receive their rents. They have accommodation. They build offices. They travel on our roads. We are the city. We are the capital city of Harare.
They came specifically to do with this project.
Yeah, we had no problems. We were actually, for the record, I asked my chamber secretary, we were waiting for them to make a presentation as to their intentions. For the record, the stadia or the 3D designs that they put out on social media, I saw them for the first time on social media. No one had presented those to me as the mayor or to my team to see them. We were actually waiting for this week to come. The chamber secretary had scheduled a meeting for them to give a presentation before our committees for this week. And then next week I'm having a full council. And we're looking at trying to see the feasibility studies, the nature of the investments, the amounts, the duration. And we were also, you know, on behalf of the residents, going to air out our concerns in relation to how we envision the process of working with our stadia going forward. We can look at Rufaro. We've put on record that we have land that we have earmarked for stadium. We are willing to surrender that to companies or to give or to work with companies that can build stadia, very prime locations. One of the location we want to build a stadia is at the at Highglen, close to Highglen Shopping Center, where Mapostori gather. That's a very strategic location because every suburb can access it. So we've got over 7 stadia in the city that people can work with. Gwanzura Stadium, Ziwaraseka Stadium, Mabvuku Stadium. Every suburb has got a stadia which can be developed, and we are willing to work with people to develop that depending on the conditions.
0731 168 045 to get in touch. We're talking about the issue with this Rufaro Stadium and Secunda Holdings having terminated an agreement or an MOU that was in place. They say that they're donating the designs to the city, right, in their letter. So has this happened? And secondly, is the letter itself, the letter of announcing termination, is that in itself a termination, or is there a process that is a lot more complex than that?
Well, when somebody says they don't want, they don't want. There's really nothing you can do about it. You interpret it as such. We are not out here to make people do things that they don't want to do or to force them to enter into relationships with the city. As for the donation for the designs, we have not yet received them. We will get them if they are there. We saw the 3D impressions of them, whether they are designs in relation to what our architectures and the various architectures or project managers can work with. We will see when they come. But at the moment, what we do have is that process of termination and what has been put on the design. We will receive anything from them and anyone if it is being donated in good faith and is usable and probably affordable for the city and is able to be adapted to the needs of that stadia. And with consultations, obviously, with the people of Mbare and the people of Harare, because, as you know, Rufaro is one of our crown jewels. It was built by the residents in the 1973 using beer money from Rufaro Marketing, and that's why it's called Rufaro Stadium. It was used by our beer outlets. And we believe that it is a crown jewel, and we need to preserve it, spruce it up, and make it usable for the city, and if we can, to make it even look better.
So then, a question that was asked, because it seemed like, for many people on the outside, it was flowing. Is there a deadlock right now, or is it waiting for things to happen?
Oh, there's a termination. I mean, the layer is very clear. We will respect the letter, that the spirit of the letter that they wrote. We believe that we have to do something about sport. These are residents' issues, and like I mentioned, that Gwanzura and Rufaro are the crown jewels of sports in Harare. There are a lot of memories there. Not only sports, a lot of activities, May Day, workers. That's where this Safirio Madzik, was it, who did his wedding there?
that would be
His Ex-Manasa, yes. Did a wedding there. It's a very iconic, a very, it's part and parcel of the history of Zimbabwe. Has many afternoons and nights and days.
Okay, but the question I would ask as a citizen is, shouldn't this is proposed investment? Shouldn't the city council be trying to do what it can to salvage this deal?
Well, we've done all we could. We were waiting for the meetings. We entered into a memorandum of understanding for the feasibility studies to be done. We have not communicated to them. Otherwise, it is only us who has been written a very accusatory and rude letter. We, as a city, have been mature enough not to respond to that letter because we understand the importance of the private sector and the need to work with them on issues of developing the city. They build buildings. The history of Harare is the history of families. It's the history of companies, be it Mikos, be it Old Mutual. The skyline of Harare, Shingi, Mutasa has got Joina City. It's the story of families. It's the story of companies. That's the story of Harare. Mutual companies, pension funds, they build Harare. Angwa City is, again, the list goes on.
Yes, but the question I asked is, I guess the follow-up question I ask is, has there been any attempt to try and salvage this deal even after the notice of termination?
Well, this only came last week. We have not received any further communication from SACONA.
But have you tried as the council to communicate?
Yes, we've tried to engage. I've asked my officers to ask them what was the problem, what precipitated the letter. Couldn't they use the terms of the memorandum of understanding to at least give us a notice that we are facing these challenges? As you can see, the challenges that are written in that letter are amorphous. You can't touch them. Try to define lack of political will in an activity. Try to define toxicity in a contract. Try to define, it almost sounds like an angry couple accusing each other and needing therapy sessions. Business can't be done like that. Harare is a city where we agree with business people on how to build things. They build things. Joina City was built on council property. If people remember, it was one of our flea market, and we agreed with them, gave them the land with the conditions that we had put them, and they've built one of the biggest and beautiful buildings. Most of the buildings that are built in the city are based on agreements with the city, where the Sheraton is, where Crown Plaza Monomotapa is, the National Gallery is. Any of the buildings, very few of them have been built on state land. If you look at the Afrexim Bank, that's being built on, you know, the square opposite Greenwood Farmers. Those are city lands. We know as a city how to enter into complex agreements, and those agreements don't come easy. Because you're dealing with people's property. They are letters, they are meetings, they are closed door meetings. People can get angry, they can calm down, they can, that's part of building a city. You don't throw a tantrum at the first hint of challenges. So, and also there are options. If you don't agree on this one, on other people, we have not agreed on this particular piece of land, we give them another particular piece of land. They assist on this one. There are very many options to assist the city in building stadia or even building many of the things that are required to be built in the city.
So, as it stands, you said this has only happened recently.
Mm.
And therefore, there have been attempts to try to have meetings. Has there been any response to those attempts,
I'll find out from my officers what the engagements are. But you know, we we can meet. This is a continuous relationship. They will continue subsisting in the city. They will continue wanting to invest in this stadium on other stadia, whatever it is that they need to do. We believe that engagement is the bane of all things.
Okay, the reason I ask is you're quoted as having said during a media presentation last week, the money's there, we have people swimming in Bada, people are swimming in Bada, and people play football in the stadium, the money's there. Football will be played in Rufaro Stadium, it will be played in a World Cup stadium if it is the last thing we do. And finally, We will restore the sporting facilities. To say we cannot restore a stadium that was built by residents in the 1970s cannot be possible. It will be built. So you're saying there's the money can be found. But yes, the question that many people will be asking is, shouldn't the city be focusing a lot more on things such as water reticulation systems and other issues, as opposed to saying...
The way that money from the residents works is that it is governed by the Urban Councils Act. Money that is for sporting, it can only be used for sporting. You cannot, you know, verament it and use it for other purposes. Money that is for health, that is for water, that is for roads, has to be ring-fenced. So what we were doing is that we're going to tighten the ring-fencing of certain monies that are specifically set for sports. You know, we are facing a drug problem, youth issues, and sports have always been a critical sector in any city. You have to invest in sport. So what we have been doing concurrently when we came back as the council and when I came back as the mayor has been to look at our sources of funds and try to see where that money has been going. As you know, we've got Rufaro Marketing, which used to sell beer for the city, big operations which we are now renting to Delta Corporation to make SCAD and the super. And that is money that we are getting every month as beer levies and also as rentals. And we believe that that money has to go where it is supposed to go. That is to use to refurbish the stadia, and you best place to refurbish is Rufaro. You know, other entrants are coming into the beer market, and that will be more revenues. And what we need to do is to ring fence that money, because it cannot be used for any other purposes. And then we've got city parking money. What stadia is essentially is its parking space. And we've been getting that money from city parking, and that money has to be ring fenced because it cannot be used for any other purposes than what you budgeted for. And we have to develop the clinics, we have to develop the stadia, we have to do the water, we have to do everything that needs to be done. And that's why I said the city in the 1970s, in the 80s, was able to build these stadia and maintain them. And therefore, and remember, these cities were run by even less educated managers than the ones we currently have in our city. They should, by all means, be able to refurbish a crown jewel such as Rufaro. It's like our Wembley. And in many countries where the stadia are done, that you give the land. You know, Arsenal was not given Wembley. It was given its own land, Highbury, Manchester City, Manchester United, Old Trafford. They get their, they build their stadia. It's the same with South Africa.
Okay, so given where we are right now, if there's no agreement with Sakunda to carry forward with them, what time period will the city council
immediately
put in place to finish the project of refurbishing?
We have to start now. It's unfortunate that our soccer has been banned from FIFA, so even when Platinum won, they cannot compete in Champions League, nor can any of our teams play.
But isn't this then the perfect opportunity?
So this is the perfect opportunity to do for us to start refurbishing the stadium, hoping that the ZIFA will get its and PSL will get its act in order. We have these companies that have history in the sports. The company that is leasing our stadia, he has got a long history with the sports in Zimbabwe dating back to pre-independence, and we will have to do that. And the work has to start. The money will bring first. I'm holding a council meeting on Monday, and we will direct that the money that is coming from the beer levies, that is coming from the rentals, that is coming, a portion of which that's coming from city parking, should be directed to making and beginning the work to refurbish Rufaro Stadium, because it has to be done.
So where is that money been going before now? Because then the question, I'm sitting at home, because this is a part of money that is coming in. It means that whatever service was being serviced by that money might have to have part of its budget
reduced.
That is
where I have a problem. Because when I came back, I've been asking, if you have followed my meetings and if you have followed my mayorship, part of it has been to try and follow council assets and revenues wherever they've been going. Council assets and council revenues have not been going where they are supposed to be going, and they've been going either into individual pockets or to areas where we don't know. But that, we've put a line on that, and I've put a line on that and said there must be a tracking and the use of people's money where it is supposed to be, to go to.
Okay, Sharkmanship 0731168045 says, Your Worship, Mafuma, I think it's the right time you speak the truth. Citizens are not fools. They see the situation on the ground. Rufaro Stadium is not the only sporting facility in a sorry state. All recreational facilities are not looking good, and you cannot say that on national radio. The stadium never hosted a PSL match in the past 3 years. Gwanzara is now a maize field. Zivarasekwad Stadium now a drug market.
Yes, as you know, in the past 3 years there was COVID. No stadia hosted any match.
But right now we only have one stadium that is hosting matches in Harare.
Yeah, and I'm saying, Kote, we are saying the truth. In the national interest, over the past 2.5 years or 2 years prior, we had a COVID crisis. There was no sporting activity anywhere and elsewhere. However, and then there were also no revenues for companies, and many activities had to go on what you call a pause mode or to go to a standstill in many instances, and everybody is trying to recover. And what we are going to do, we have lots of grounds to give to companies that need to work on those grounds, virgin grounds, where they can build to their heart's content stadia. My point is that it is very easy to sit and surrender the people's property. You can sit there as a mayor, you can give away everything, you can give away land, you can give away buildings, you can give away stadia, and so forth. But is it the right thing to do? Some of these commonly owned assets are not assets that you can willingly or easily surrender. What needs to be done is to do the right thing and make them function. Many of the swimming pools, we have tried to resuscitate. That's why we've put effort to resuscitate the Mbare swimming pools, historical swimming pools, Mount Pleasant swimming pool, and all other swimming pools. Because at the end of the day, they don't cost a lot of money to open them. They don't cost a lot of money to start making them work. They are. It's just a matter of people paying attention to detail, paying attention to what they ought to be doing as managers, and reduce the number of excuses that we give each other for things that do not function in this country. We run hospitals. If I can tell you that as a city council, we deliver 3,000 babies every month from maternity clinics. We have built a theater in Mavuku.
Okay.
Right up to now, we have done 47 cesareans. We can do these things.
No, but I guess the question is, Your predecessors have all come in and talked a good game about a lot of these
things. No, they haven't.
Because Zevara Sekwa and Gwanzura did not suddenly become, you know, cabbage patches and so forth. Mm. We know a couple of years ago there was talk of building a brand new stadium and all that sort of thing. And this was way before COVID took place. So it's all very well to say in the last three years there was COVID and, you know, things were down. But some of the things that the city council has said before have not happened when it comes to these stadiums.
And many of the things that the private sector has said before have also not happened.
We're not talking about the private sector.
But I'm just saying,
we're talking about,
I'm just saying that we have got the ground. We remember we invited people. We invited the private sector. If you're talking about the Highland Stadium, the Highland Stadium and the space is still there. We invited people to say, here is land where you can build a stadium.
Were there any meetings held on those?
Well, there was no volunteers. People didn't come to bid for it, but we put it out there. I remember we had 3D designs of how the stadium would look like, and people were also free to come up with their own designs. Normally, people want what has been built before.
But then the question becomes, if people are not coming to you for things of that nature, is it not a lack of confidence in what the city council may be offering or its capacity to come through on
the
projects?
Capacity of the companies, because like I explained earlier.
No, I'm talking about can it not be argued that some of these people who may have the capacity do not have the confidence in the city, in working with the city council on some of these projects?
Well, it can be argued that, but what I know, which is a fact, is that every day, every month, we work with companies, private sector, donors, churches on many projects in the city. For anyone to work in the city of Harare, even government, they have to do it through the city council. So whatever issues are blocking any development. If you want to build a service station, you want to build an office building, you want to invest in many of the things, you'll have to work with the city council. You want to build an interchange like what is happening at Mbuzi, you have to work with the city council. You want to build a headquarters, you have to work with the city council. Some of the buildings that are being built in Harare cost more than a stadia. And we are working with them. Pipelines, fuel, depots, you name it, any project in that any private investor can think of, we are able to work with them to fruition. And I would be very surprised that anyone would suggest that we are failing to build a stadia. As you know, the stadia, the bulk of it is an empty space going upwards and so forth. So we've worked on more complex projects together with developers than just stadiums. We have worked on Joina City, we have worked on Eastgate, celebrated buildings all over the world. Have been worked with the city council. We've got mechanical water plants like our Morton Jeffrey plant. We've a big water distribution network. We have got a power station that we built as a city. That's 110 megawatts that you see there, which ZESA is using, only producing 15 megawatts. We built dams like Lake Chivero and so forth. So the amount of things that we can build and the institutional memory in the city, and that stadia itself that the private sector wants to work with, was built by the city. And we have, as City of Harare, built this city. So there is capacity. Yes, things have been neglected for some time now, and that is what we are trying to put right. That's what I'm trying to put right. But we will do it.
0772-168-045. I've opened the phone lines for the last 10 minutes. So as soon as your call comes in on 0772-168-045, tell us what you think of what has been said. What do you want to ask when it comes to this particular project that is the Rufaro Stadium project? I've got the mayor here, His Worship, Councillor Jacob Mafume. But now, the question, I've got a couple of questions from Twitter, and one of the questions why why can't they just give the stadium to someone who wants naming rights? Okay, it looks like we've got our first call here.
Hello,
you're live on ZFM Stereo. What's your contribution? Okay, it looks as if we lost that call. Please do try and call back again on 0772-168-045. And you can ask the mayor questions around this particular project. That is a project that is currently, on hold, really. That is the refurbishment of Rufaro Stadium. And just going to get onto this call. You're live on ZFM Stereo. What's your name and what's your contribution? Can we try again? Because I think phone line in is not stable. Can you try asking the question again? Okay, do get in touch with us on 0772-168-045. That is our call number for you to call into the studio so I can, we can get the mayor to answer your question around this particular topic. You're live on ZFM Stereo. What's your contribution?
Okay. When this agreement was signed, it was clear the path could be between Sakunda and another city. Everything was done by Sakunda in terms of going outside, speaking to the mask, want to implement something in. But all of a sudden, we've seen Sakunda pulling out. We don't know. What is it that really made Sakunda pull out? So, at the end of the day, the public don't know. You are the mayor. Mind at least the content of the MOU or what Sakunda wanted to do, which not even attack any investment to arrest it, made Sakunda pull out.
Okay, let him answer that. Thank you very much.
Yeah, well, the contents, the reason why they pulled out is contained in the four boundaries of their letter. And one of the figures that I could find, I'm still trying to understand, because I honestly am still bewildered by this type of letter from one of the biggest companies in the country. Because it mentions toxicity, it mentions, lack of political will. It then goes into a lecture of some sort. And then it then goes into a donation mode towards the end to say and it tries to move around as a letter. So I'm still at pains to try and get to the bottom of why and what triggered them to write such a letter. But be that as it may, we are where we are. We were waiting for the feasibility study to be done, to be given to us. We're waiting for them to come up with the variation of the offers. With Stadia, there are many options. One can come up with naming rights without taking a lease on the Stadia. Normally, you can sell the naming rights. We can call it Chibuku Rufaro Stadium, and it can be refurbished on that. You can call it, Econet Stadium or Insco Stadium or Saka, whatever. And we are able to negotiate some of the naming rights. And we thought that's what we would come up with and it will be discussed in great detail. But if it is not, a city does not stop. A city keeps on working. It's an organic organization. We want sports to be played, like I said, and sports will be played in Rufaro in a...
Okay, so let me try and get this call here. You're live on ZFM Stereo. What's your name and contribution?
Yes, how are you?
Well, fine. What's your name and contribution?
Yes, it's Raisa.
It looks like could you try and speaking again? It looks like there's a problem with the connection. Try again. Sorry, can you try calling again? Because it looks like the line has got a bit of a problem. I'm going to try and sneak in two calls before we close for today on 0772-168-045. We are talking about the Rufaro Stadium project. Rufaro Stadium needs a massive facelift, and Sakuda Holdings pulled out of a memorandum of understanding last week. I'm here with the mayor, and if you want to ask him questions, what's your name and contribution?
My name is Chambuera.
Please go ahead with your contribution.
I think the mayor
Your response?
Well, the city is not made up of tuck shops. This city is a big city. No matter, I will urge Zimbabwean companies and Zimbabwean people, no matter how big you think you've become, the city is bigger. This city has made billionaires. This city has made billion-dollar companies in U.S. dollar terms. This city has got millionaires in entertainment, in sports, even in other nefarious activities. This is their city. People must understand that many of us came into this city with nothing but hope and a dream, with just the clothes on their back on various buses. They have been able to get an environment in this city where they get billions and millions of dollars. And when the city wants you to assist it, you find a way of insulting the city, you find a way of making the city look stupid, you find a way of making the city feel as if it's a useless thing. But if we ask each other, how many of us were born rich in Harare? You know, you can just name a few, the Matambanazos and so forth. But most of us, the story is the same. Getting onto a bus, got into Harare, with nothing but the clothes on their back and a dream. Many of these people, Harare made them. Harare made them. There's very few cities in Africa that can boast the number of millionaires that Harare has made. We've made millionaires in golf, made millionaires in soccer, millionaires in fuel, millionaires in telecoms, millionaires everywhere. But for some reason, they've institutionalized disrespect of their city. Where, how many cities can you get onto a bus with the clothes on your back and become a millionaire before you die? I'll just say there are very few. And people must appreciate Harare. Harare has made many people. And it cannot have reached a stage where it becomes painful for people to just assist the city in naming a stadia or refurbishing a stadia, yet they made their fortunes in Harare. Everything that people want to do, they first start off from disrespecting the city that has made many people. You come from the village with nothing, go back to the village with huge cars and all sorts of attachments. Some have even married the most beautiful women in the world by just coming to Harare.
And with that, I'll say thank you very much. Unfortunately, we've run out of time. Harare Mayor, Councillor Jacob Mafoma, thank you very much for coming in, and you're always welcome to explain the issues to do with the city.
Thank you.
Coming up now is Chilla with Our Story. I'll be back with you next week. Stay tuned to ZFM Stereo. As I say, from where I come from, I'll see you, Lisiya Sebenza. Take care of yourself. Thank you.